This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A white Christmas, more than a dream in parts of the country today. The snow's been piling up in spots from the Rockies through the upper Midwest and on over into the Northeast.
We've got an intensifying system off, low pressure system off the Northeast coast, a nor'easter, giving heavy snow into parts of northern New England, much of Vermont, for example, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, upstate New York. Also some lighter snows towards the I-95 corridor, Boston and New York.
Ryan Hurley at the National Weather Service says that parts of New England could have 8 inches on the ground by the time the storm exits later today. The Chicago area could collect several inches of snow, and driving said to be hazardous across parts of the Midwest. However, it's no white Christmas for President Trump. The president and the first lady at his side arriving at church last evening in Palm Beach, Florida, where today's high could reach the upper 70s, and the president not taking a break from Twitter this Christmas.
As the song lyrics go, when Santa Claus is coming to town, President Trump seems to be keeping his own list of those he considers naughty and tweeting against them, like FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and the news media. And nice by speaking with U.S. troops overseas and children awaiting Santa's arrival. But there's no word if either the president or Santa actually left coal in anyone's stocking this year. Matt Small, Washington.
Two Virginia sheriff's deputies have been shot and wounded while responding to a domestic dispute in northern Virginia. Injuries described as serious, but not expected to be life-threatening. Weekend winners in football include the Saints, the Panthers, Rams, Kansas City Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Patriots. More on these stories at townhall.com.
No matter how hard we try throughout the year, there's always home improvement projects that fall through the cracks. But with the SelectBlinds.com New Year's sale, you can be sure that your blinds needs won't be topping any resolution lists. That's because Select Blinds makes it easy to install and score huge savings on high-quality custom blinds, shades, and shutters. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is an interior makeover essential. After your new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like knocking out the rest of your New Year's resolutions. Select Blinds has the most online reviews and 5-star ratings on the planet. SelectBlinds.com is the simple and smart way to get blinds. Shop the New Year sale today at SelectBlinds.com for amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters. Mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Select Blinds. Simple. Smart. Custom. SelectBlinds.com.
At least 10 people have been killed by a suicide bomber, the attack occurring near the headquarters of Afghanistan's intelligence agency in the capital, Kabul.
The suicide bomber struck when workers were arriving at their offices. An official said most of those killed were passengers of a passing car. The Islamic State group said it carried out the attack. It comes a week after militants stormed a building near the same agency. In recent months, such bombings in Afghanistan have been on the increase. Some warn that the ongoing power struggle between the Afghan presidency and some of the local leaders is distracting the government's efforts in tackling the growing Islamist insurgency.
That's the BBC's Ambarasan Etchirajan. Hundreds of thousands of people in Vietnam's Mekong Delta have been evacuated, the region bracing for the arrival of a typhoon. The storm left more than 160 people dead in the Philippines. News and analysis at townhall.com. Multi-use cookers, toy monkeys, and a lot of velvet among the most popular items this Christmas season.
Fingerlings, the $15 colorful monkeys that wrap around your finger, are hard to find. Other hot toys include the LOL Surprise Ball, which hides small dolls, and Hatchimals, bird-like creatures that hatch from eggs. Cold weather has driven shoppers to buy coats, boots, and gloves, and velvet is popular when it comes to blazers, dresses, and pants. As for housewares, gadgets like the Instant Pot, which combines a pressure cooker, a slow cooker, rice cooker, and more, are still hot this year. Julie Walker, New York.
The president of Guatemala says he's following the lead of the United States, moving the country's embassy to Israel, in Israel to Jerusalem. Guatemala made the announcement earlier today, Israel calling Guatemala's government a true friend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now, stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, here to make the season bright and even brighter is my favorite pastor, the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller, founder, senior pastor with his wife Tammy of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Don't mind me, Phil. It's the medication that's getting to me.
Oh, Bill, it's so good to be with you, and can't believe a year has passed already, and here we are talking about what's going to happen next year, probably, right?
Well, that, but first of all, Merry Christmas to you and yours. I pray it's just been a great time of joy and celebration for you and the family. And, you know, for fellow believers, I mean, this is a day of rejoicing, all that Christmas represents, right, Phil?
Yeah, it's so true. And we take so many things for granted that roll off of our tongue very easily, like Merry Christmas. And we need to almost slow down and think about, what did I just say? Why is it Merry? What's this all about? And how do we really just kind of soak in the whole Christ event, God becoming flesh and revealing himself to man? How powerful of a message is that?
Well, and I think today, Phil, how many people are going to be in a position to catch that message? You know, we've all been there at various times in our lives, walking in darkness, thinking that we had it all figured out, that we were the captains of our own ship. But there was a moment that happens in all our lives where God confronts you and says, okay, show me what you got.
Yep. Exactly. And, you know, I've thought about it a lot, because as I kind of work through, you know, two different services we have here, one a Christmas Eve and a Christmas Eve, and two different messages. And as you kind of think about those things, you really, it just is a great reminder to me to what is this really about? And this miracle of God's enfleshment, how powerful is that, Bill, to think that our God loves us so much that he fully identified with us, not only as a man, but as a suffering servant who died on the cross for us.
Yeah, and the thing that's so cool about it, and we're going to just fast forward just a little bit, Phil, so if you can put up with me, because I know you have a brilliant way to tie this all down, because I kind of throw things up against the wall, because that's my marketing mindset. But what touched me this week was, you know, we hear Emmanuel, God with us. But God gave us more than being with us. He found a way to stay with us. So all the promises that he gave us, he's right alongside cheering us on. So it's not like he just left us up to our own devices. That is the additional benefit and gift that God has given us this Christmas day.
Oh, exactly. And think about how revolutionized that statement was from Isaiah the prophet, what he spoke 700 B.C., because everyone was accustomed to gods that were far off, gods that were not relatable. And Isaiah made this proclamation, no, our God is with us, all right? And then you come to the New Testament, and here is God among us. Not just with us, but among us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it to the next level of Pentecost, God in us.
Yes.
And you see how progressively God is showing us his love for us in that relationship that starts with us, in us, you know, and guides us through all of this kind of stuff that is so difficult. And then think about the timing of Jesus. Mm. He comes when the height of Greek mythology, where gods are not truthful, where gods are warring against one another, where they're taking advantage of mankind, and he comes and he says, I am the way, the truth, and life. Powerful message of God with us, not disconnected, not mythology, not angry gods, inconsistent gods, but a consistent God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And one that comes in truth and love, and that when they were confronted with those who had ears to hear and eyes to see, it was life-changing. It was radical, as you say. The movement, the mindset, the worldview of the people at the time was totally ill-prepared in a way. And I guess maybe that's why John the Baptist needed to, you know, come before Christ to kind of open, you know, open the roadway, so to speak, to kind of pound that that stony ground a little bit so it could be a little bit more fallow in receiving of an eternal message.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about prophetically, see how God prepares everything in advance. He was prepared as even his coming was prophetic, and then his message was prophetic. And the great thing that I like to say, Bill, is that God always has a provision before you have a problem.
Mm, yeah, right.
We always think it's not God is going like, now what am I going to do? No, I knew you were going to do that. And if we take it back even further, Jesus is revealed in the book of Revelation as the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
Mm.
So before God created man, he knew in his omniscience what man would do. I will have a solution before man has a problem.
Yes, exactly. Could you imagine God freaking out in heaven, Phil, going, what's happening here? Who came up with this idea? I never set it out to be this way. But again,
exactly.
We're reminded in his word that God is so almighty, as the prophet said, that he is the one that knows the end from the beginning. And he tells it before it's going to happen because, again, it further validates who God is like no other God. You tell me what other God, Phil, in all of human history has predicted anything.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes the Bible unique. A lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, you know, religious writings, whether you're talking about Hindu or Muhammad, mm-hmm. Neither one of them have prophetic historical events that you can chronicle, therefore verify the original text that you have. And it's the greatest proof of documentation out of antiquity is the Bible. And a lot of people think that way. This thing is like a book of ethics and codes and God's happy, God's not happy. No, it's more than that. It's historically documentable and it is prophetically accurate.
And you think about this gift of the baby Jesus coming to Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. And gosh, what is it like today? I mean, you know, because of what happened historically, lives have changed. They will never be the same. Even today, this very Christmas, 2017, will change people's lives, and they will forever remember this eventful day when they came in contact with the Jesus God.
Exactly. Yeah, so good. So good. Well, great. It's a great message and a great holiday for us to celebrate. And as you think about that word holiday, you know, really its origin is from the word holy day.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was that God set aside some days to be holy. And so when we think of holiday, we need to think of holy day. When we're separating out ourselves to think about this is something holy that we remember, that God became man. He was in flesh, you know, here, you know, and what a great idea to just enjoy and feast on in this season.
Exactly. Holy in a sense that it is sanctified, and holy in a sense that it's all sufficient, nothing lacking, right?
Right. exactly. Which, you know, think about that. The word shalom, the Hebrew word shalom, we use it. You know, mm-hmm. New Testament is grace and peace, but the word peace is the equivalent of Hebrew shalom. And literally, shalom means nothing broken, nothing missing.
There it is right there. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor. at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California is with us. We're talking Christmas. We're celebrating Christmas, the eternal gift that God has given us that continues to give in dimensions that, you know, Phil, every year it's like another part of the onion skin gets pulled back and you go, how did I miss this gift? How did I miss that part of the gift? God just keeps revealing himself, doesn't he?
He really does. He reveals himself in so many ways. I tell people that if you look for God, you're going to find him. You're going to find him in a smile of someone, and then you're going to see the image of God. You're going to look him in acts of compassion. You're going to find him there. And he is not hard to find if you have eyes to see what he's doing and how he's working. And I just marvel at God. He's just such a, you know, no wonder we talk about wonder. You know, we're
yes.
just in awe and wonder of God because right. of what he's done and his magnificent just attributes and qualities and love for mankind.
That reminds me of one of the neat Christmas songs that the Gettys sing. And Kristen says, don't let me lose my wonder. You know,
yeah.
and you take God for granted, but you have that wonder. And I think that wonder like a child, you know, we're seeing our children, our grandchildren, you and I enjoying Christmas and their eyes wide open and all the excitement and everything. And you can't help but relate to that and remember that, hey, that was you and I not that many years ago, was it? Although it may seem like it was a lot longer than this.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, time is another thing. You know, you jumped into it. You kind of opened the door for time. But think about time. We mark time and we think a year is a lot until we've lived it. And think about the God who is eternal without time restraint, without even being a condition of his purpose or his being, that came into time and space. So he took on the limitation of time and space, born in the likeness of men, that he might reveal the true heart of the Father. And then his plan for us is to take us out of time and space into the eternal now, where we forever are in his presence and enjoy what he enjoys that we have longed for our whole life.
That we could only imagine. And even then, Phil, it's so limited by our own worldly view and world existence that we try to measure and understand an infinite God and infinite heaven. We have no idea. I mean, some people say, well, I don't want to go to heaven. I don't see myself as being some angel sitting on a cloud, you know, just singing all day long and going, whoa, man, I mean, what a limited perspective. But everybody has random perspectives about what heaven is like, what God is like. But what I hear so far about hell, I don't want to experience it. I don't want to be in that zip code.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about that because light, all colors of the rainbow, they merge into make pure white light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you think about it, darkness is the absence of light. And so when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," you know, there is no darkness in him.
Exactly.
And the darkness, it says, cannot comprehend. And in the Greek, it says, cannot overthrow or even understand. And so when you live in the light, you're living in the purity of God's presence.
Wow.
And right now, we're surrounded by pockets of darkness. Even in our own life, we wrestle with darkness. But God is light, pure light, that he wants us to enjoy in his presence.
You imagine surrounded by the truth, Phil, no questions, no doubts, just as you talked about shalom, the ultimate shalom, no broken pieces, everything all coming together, nothing lacking. That is just has got to be an incomparable thing for us, even though in part it's the things we wrestle with. You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when we wake up and say, why isn't this happening? I know there should be this goodness. It should be better than this. But that is that ingrained compass that God has put in each of us that draws us back home to heaven, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And he is a drawing God, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's a,
yes.
He's a God that has this, you know, I like to call it like it's almost this unbelievable supernatural magnetism that when I get in his presence, I just want more of his presence.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. Hey, you're the prophecy expert, and a lot has gone on this year, you know, looking back over our shoulder. Who would have thought Donald Trump would be president? And who would have thought that he was going to fulfill a promise that many presidents before him had made in saying that they would move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem? But Donald Trump being the man of his word, a lot of things happening, not only here domestically, but around the world, because of the impact of this president. Who would have thought the 45th president of the United States would have such an impact on us domestically and around the world?
Well, isn't that so true? And, you know, I believe it was there was a book that came out and identified him as the chaotic president. And, you know, there's just so many things that are just up and down, going around and around. But if you kind of get your way, you know, wade your way through some of the, you know, the media feed stuff and kind of sort out that, yes, he's different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What has he really done? When you start looking at it, you go, wait a minute. We've got an economy that is going crazy. And we've challenged, you know, like North Korea, like they've never been challenged before. We're just seeing really good things happen, even though we're living in some chaotic times. And, you know, that's kind of what God says life is like. It says, you know, though the mountains quake, though they slip into the midst of the sea, there is a city whose builder maker is God, and God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. And then it says the heathen, you know, they raise up their swords against God. And it says, but be still and know that I am God. So chaos is not an absent part of society and never has been since man sinned. So what we have to do is, so what's happening here? Where are the lines of good that we see? What's the stability? What's the things that are moving in the right direction? Challenging, you know, liberalism of the past and in new and fresh ways. I think it's kind of exciting, even though sometimes I cringe when Donald Trump sends a tweet. I still go, let me look at the big picture.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the thing is about chaos. Chaos is, you know, is fortified when you abandon the rules of God and the truth of God. And so what Donald Trump is doing in some instances, even with some of these crazy tweets, is he's challenging people to, you know, really know what they believe in. I mean, sometimes I see him as a father offering advice to his lost teenage son who's decided that he wants to be belligerent and go his own way. But Donald Trump has a way of doing this and sticking his thumb in the eye of the establishment that said, hey, just because this is the way it's been, you know, they say that's the way it always should be. Well, he's saying, hey, it doesn't work that way. Violating rules of integrity, you're violating your fiduciary responsibilities to the people who have elected you in the office. So why is that a problem? Well, it's a problem because they're not getting their way anymore, right?
Exactly. You know, status quo, when it gets disrupted, it turns really what look like passive nice people into angry, violent men and women. I don't know what that is. You know, they're so loving and so kind until they don't get their way, and then they turn into complete opposites of that character.
Well, and the thing is that if they went along and really didn't, you know, reject and throw the baby out with the bathwater, they would probably find on the other side of this, Phil, they would be better politicians. And the people would be better served. That's the way I see it. I'm like you. I draw back and want to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the real goal of a lot of politicians, I'll just use the word a lot, I won't say all, but a lot of politicians is just to stay in office.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's this moving of the chess pieces always to try to say, how do I keep special interests? How do I keep lobbyists? How do I keep contingent, you know, those people that are back there and supporting me? How do I keep all those in this fine balance so that I keep getting my expense account in D.C.?
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. We know that 2018 bodes well. We're looking forward to an exciting year. May God bless everybody. Phil Hodgson-Piller, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Don't you love the music of the season, huh? And to do this, I mean, this is all kind of a setup because one of my dearest friends is with us right now, Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles, California. BWD does all the imaging, you know, all the bumpers and the music and, you know, things that intro the show and intro segments. Here's the genius behind it. The one and only Big Wave Dave from Los Angeles, California, live early up and talking to us, and we're going to be talking, you know, the merry music of the season. Big Wave, what are you doing, buddy?
Dude, Feliz Navidad to my favorite Mexican man.
Hey, I'm telling you, all good fun. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about music and Christmas music. You know, I'm always excited, Dave, about how, you know, what kind of new entries are going to come on the scene. Because, you know, certainly we have the classic sounds of Christmas that have been there, gosh, you know, throughout our years as we've grown up. But along the way, there's just been a few breakthroughs, hasn't there?
Oh, totally. I mean, all of us have our favorites and our least favorite songs, you know, over the years. There may be something that comes on the radio now, or we'll hear something at a friend's house or, you know, shopping, and it'd be like, it takes us instantly back to that place. Or, Bill, there'd be something brand new that we hear that goes, oh, man, I need to add that to my collection, you know?
Exactly. So,
Well, you know,
I was just going to say, growing up in New Hampshire, you know, it was one of these situations where we had all the snow, we had all the ice, we had all the, you know, we just hunkered in, and the Christmas songs and Christmas movies. Here in Southern California now, you know it. I mean, they're in Florida and then all across the country, you know, and south of the Mason-Dixon line, most of the time it's sunny and you're thinking, oh man, you know, I don't know what it is to have a white Christmas anymore. You
know? Exactly. Well, hey, we got a little bit of dusting. We were up in New York, had a couple of days where we saw the white stuff. It was kind of cool. It has been a long time. I think the last time that I was surrounded by snow, we were up in Big Bear, and the snow had come up so high it covered the car, and it was awesome. It was kind of neat because, like you say, in Southern California, particularly unless you get up to the mountains and you experience days like that, it is a bit rare because it's just kind of a one theme season in Southern California, isn't it?
Now, at my home in Northern Los Angeles, though, I have had 2 feet of snow in my yard. So
really,
I share that with people across the country, and it blows their mind. They're like, "L.A. 2 feet of snow? What?" You know.
Yeah.
But my house is up at 3,000 feet, so you know we do occasionally when it rains in the basin up in the mountains, like you said, Big Bear or Mammoth, even up in the Sierra, of course, boatloads of snow. But most people think of Los Angeles to Southern California as 72 degrees and palm trees on.
Well, that's because of New Year's Day. You know, you got the Rose Parade. Everybody around the world is looking at Pasadena, and they go, "Hey, I'm moving west." And they start moving until somebody says, "Hey, wait a minute, do you know about the taxes there?"
Yeah.
And they go, "Oh, well, I didn't mean that far west."
And it's like, "Oh, wait a minute, I'm paying what?"
Yeah.
Oh.
And speaking of L.A. and there, of course, we've been praying, you know, for Southern California. You guys are still surrounded by those fires. It almost looks like a war zone there, Dave. I mean, it really saddens me to think of the homes and the people and the lives that are affected this Christmas season because of the natural disasters there that are happening. I say natural. I only say that to give Governor Brown and the rest of the politicos there in California a bit of an out, but, you know, sooner or later they're going to figure it out. I mean, you know, it's already been going on for hundreds of years that, you know, the foliage, you know, the greenery and everything in California grows. And if you don't trim it, then it leaves it ripe to have exactly what's going on. It becomes rather combustible. And so the next thing after all the fires will be the mudslides and everything, right?
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, look, we're all for, you know, caring for God's creation. But, you know, when you take God out of the mix and you start only caring about, you know, the environment, and then you say, you know, okay, we're not gonna take care of it in the sense of clearing the brush that's died and all that stuff, you get exactly what you're talking about. And, you know,
it's a crazy California cycle. Hey, but look at, let's talk,
the four seasons in Southern California, though, Bill. I mean, the four seasons. Normally you have fall, winter, spring, summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But here, it's fires, floods, earthquakes, and riots.
See, where's the love? That's what I want to know. You see, with spring, summer, winter, fall, you know, you got plenty of love, man. But with those four seasons, no wonder the love is gone out of California. But we'll try and put it back. Hey, let's talk Christmas music. You know, there's something magical about Christmas music. I mean, even though we've got some, we have some really great Christmas music, but there are some bad Christmas songs too that are out there. You figure out, what the heck is going on? In fact, I found one the other day, and I thought, oh my goodness, this has to be on my list of bad Christmas music. Scott, we'll get this one ready. Believe it or not, John Denver recorded this song. Let me play this for you.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a rather dysfunctional family, I would think, right there. But that was, he actually recorded this. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I mean, we're usually, you know, we're singing about the baby Jesus and joy and goodwill toward men. But, hey, Dad, don't get blasted this Christmas.
Why would you go in the studio and record something like that? Are you kidding me?
I would think, I would say, oh, you're joking me. We're actually going to spend a lot of money to record this. And John Denver, for all the great music that he's done, it was, Daddy, please
don't.
I think
the greatest conversation has to be when he walks in and he goes, hey, guys, I wrote this Christmas song.
Yeah.
Right? And then his band looks at him and he starts singing and they're like, really?
Really? We're going to tell me it's a joke. It's a white elephant present for one of our friends. Now, you've got a song, and I know because when I listened to you in Los Angeles for many years, that absolutely tormented you. And this is the one thing about being in the radio, ladies and gentlemen, being on the radio, is that, and especially this time of year, because you've got to play the whole, library of Christmas music. And there are some songs that kind of grate against you, but you had one that just tormented the holy what have you out of you.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, nothing like singing about your daddy getting drunk, and please, daddy, don't get drunk for Christmas. But then you've got songs where you're like, okay, I'm going to invite a 3-ton, most dirty, most angry, most violent critter into my home, and I'm going to sing a song, a lullaby, if you will, a Christmas lullaby to this particular creature on the planet. It just grates on your nerves. It was recorded in the 50s, and Scott, go ahead. It's nails on a chalkboard, but let's hear it.
I like the beat.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah,
don't
sure you
have
do.
Hippopotamus don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get there? Of all the things you could ask for. I mean, why would it be a hippopotamus? I mean, I would think you could ask for a BB gun, like little Ralphie. Ralphie always wanted...
For a creature, look, you're going to have a comfort hippo in 2016, 2017, going into 18.
A comfort hippo, that's it. That's it. A comfort hippo. I mean, we can see them on, in fact, we were just talking about this the other day, about all the different creatures people are bringing on airplanes now, all in the name of their comfort creatures, right?
Yeah, there are people with emotional support, PTSD and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, there are members of society who need... But now it's just so rampant. You've got comfort squirrels, you've got comfort... I mean, it's just like... So, with a hippopotamus, I mean, seriously... Could you not have asked for all I want for Christmas is a koala bear?
Yeah, why not? Something cute, but a hippopotamus? Hey, look, we're going to talk about our favorites on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You sing the last song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, that's just because the way we want to look at it, you know. Is it half empty or half full? It's up to you. It's your choice. It's all about that old saying, attitude determines altitude. And so we want you to fly high, not like John Denver writing goofy songs like he came up with. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles, California, our imaging expert, and by that, it really is significant. I mean, he's the one that puts together all these brilliant in and outs musically for us on behalf of the show. And we're talking Christmas music. Thought it'd be fun to talk about the different music. You know, we were just listening to Pentatonix. Pentatonix, Dave, was one of those groups that came out recently in the last couple of years that has really just been a really neat surprise. And has captured, you know, a lot of listening ears with their style.
No, and it's really nice because all the medleys and the harmony that they have and everything is just absolutely brilliant. So, it's really fun to listen to and inspiring too. And quite frankly, that's the Christmas song that really, you know, in my life, I really, you know, I try to fill, I don't know, I just, there's so many distractions in life. So I'd like to try to fill my time where I'm soaking in stuff that's actually going to breathe life.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
You have Christmas songs that inspire, and already the theme of Christmas, hope, peace, joy, love, being presented in the manger, then, boy, having songs like Pentatonix and their gifts of talent to be able to feed that inspiration is really an awesome thing, you know.
You know, the other thing that I like about this time of year, I think I shared this with you the other day, is that, you know, I think it's quite ironic. And I think God has to be laughing at times because you get a lot of atheists and Jewish people singing about Jesus. And, you know, and I think it's a bit ironic. Is it just all about greed, or maybe they just love the music of the season? What is it?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think a lot of tradition is that way. Now you see a lot of culture trying to change that, and that's why it's important that we, you know, practice kindness and gentleness, but at the same time say, look, you know, we these songs and the message of Christmas, it brings about good in this life. It brings about greatness in this life. And so you've got atheists, you've got anybody of different religions, you know, perhaps singing these songs or liking these songs. And I love the fact that maybe maybe the Holy Spirit's actually going to do what he does through a Christmas song that's not necessarily sacred, but maybe start talking to somebody's heart about, maybe, you know, okay, maybe I need to have a little bit more of joy or Christmas cheer in my life. What does that look like?
Yeah, especially when you're, you know, heading to the mall and diving for that last parking space. You know, turn up the Christmas music. Maybe it'll calm you down a little bit, and, you know, you'll let that other person have that parking space instead of...
Yeah, look, if Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas keeps someone from stalking somebody because they got the last toy at Walmart, look, you know, I'm all for that. You know,
yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Hey, I'm with you on it. So, your favorite. Let's talk about your favorite. What's your favorite Christmas song of all time?
You know, it was really hard to narrow it down, but I think this one is literally, I could listen to this one all through the year and never get tired of it. And quite frankly, the message of it is a message that all of us would pray to God on a semi-daily basis. I think it's a song that talks about, well, that teenager that was told that she was going to have the birth of the Savior, that she was going to have baby Jesus, and here it is. This is my favorite, personal favorite of my life right here.
Amy Grant, wow, what a great song!
Yeah.
I mean, just right, and yeah, they're very powerful. I'm right with you on that.
A couple of lyrics: I'm waiting in a silent prayer. I'm frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? We also pray the prayer: Do you wonder as you watch my face if a wiser one should have my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. So, Bill, I mean, it speaks to me, and I've got goosebumps here because we all say, you know, God, you can't use me. You know, I'm only so-and-so, or I'm only in such a place.
Yeah.
But the lyrics of this song, just as Mary would have prayed, like me, well, give me the strength, God. Am I worthy to carry this burden or this task that you've given to me? So on a human level, the whole prayer of this song, the message of the song, just penetrates the soul and inspires all of us to realize that God does have a plan and purpose and wants to use us exactly where we are.
Well, it's about surrender, Dave. Are we going to surrender to God's will? That is at the core of our humanity. Who is the captain of your ship? Is it going to be you or is it going to be God? But here it is. Very, very powerfully said and written and produced by Amy Grant. And, of course, that came from one of my favorite Christmas albums, of course, which has another great song, A Tennessee Christmas, which is just fun. It kind of gives you that feel. You know, for people who grew up in Southern California, we could only dream of a Tennessee Christmas, you know, with the snow falling. But, okay, so you played your favorite, and Scott's got my favorite queued up, ready to go. So let it roll, Scott.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
See, I knew you thought I was going to be playing Jose Feliciano, you know, Feliz Navidad, but actually, Colin Ray, this entire album, and there are some albums that are so iconic, And, of course, this is a cover song of the Nat King Cole song. And it was kind of funny because, you know, as I mentioned, I just got back from New York. And one of the first times I went to, when I went to New York, you know, we're walking by those street vendors, those little carts, right? And you're smelling chestnuts. And I'm thinking, you know, chestnuts on an open fire. They, you know, I'm a nut kind of guy. I love nuts. I'm going to try, you know, a little chestnut on an open fire here in this cart. Oh my gosh, what an experience. They are so lousy. And don't tell me that you just have not had chestnuts done right. I mean, that's like trying to tell me, well, you know, when you tell people, do you like liver? No, I cannot stand liver. Oh, because you haven't had it cooked right. It doesn't matter. You know, liver tastes like the chestnuts taste like chestnuts. And oh my gosh, I mean, but, okay, the song is one thing, the actual chestnuts, another thing. But Colin Ray, great album. Aerosmith, also one of my favorites. And, of course, you got to have the Carpenters in there, too, because the Carpenters' Christmas album with Merry Christmas, Darling, right?
No, and it's traditions. You know, it's funny. You've not had the liver with teriyaki sauce there, Bill. Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, the idea of traditions, you know, whether it be Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, you know, like you're talking about the Carpenters, traditions are so important. And to be able to have Colin Ray, I mean, just angelic voice, being able to sing every one of those songs as powerfully as he does. And, you know, you always know when an artist really is into it because your soul starts connecting with it.
Exactly.
Colin does just an excellent job with that whole Christmas album.
Well, I had a chance to see him live at Cerritos at the Performing Arts Center there, which is a brilliant facility. And it was a special Christmas show that he did, and I think forever, you know, I loved his ability, his range, but when I saw him live and perform, you know, the Christmas music, it was just one song, and you know, like you say, it sets the mood, and there's nothing like great Christmas music to set the mood for you and make it a little bit easier to give up that last parking space, I guess, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith did Tennessee Christmas for so many years. When I lived in Middle Tennessee, we had the privilege of seeing that show, and it did. It just, anything that we can do, and I guess I'd encourage everyone in there. Oh, look at that. There's a bunny rabbit running right in front of me. Hey, Playlock, why knocked in, bunny? What I would say is, what I would say for Bill Martinez live audience is find those traditions, find those songs that not only will inspire you and maybe make you laugh, but also you can continue or start a tradition in your family, and maybe it's only you and your mate or you and a friend or whatever it might be. Start traditions because they really mean something, and God works through those in mighty ways. He really
does. Without a doubt.
And
to your point, my son down in Southern California there in Mission Viejo, I always tell him, Mele Kilike Make. He goes, it's not Christmas yet. But, you know, hey, it's there all the time, even though our daughter is newest grandson in Maui and our son-in-law. And so it's, you know, with the young one, it's Mele Kilike Make every day, you know. Why not?
Yes, that's right. Why not?
It's at least Navidad.
Bing Crosby and Vera and everybody in White Christmas, one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. And It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, Merry Christmas, Big Wave Dave. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Love you, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the